Good morning, everyone. We just heard a lot of really cool things about the Windows platform and about the devices. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the cool stuff that's coming to Azure. So one of the main points I really want to emphasize about Azure is that it empowers you to solve problems, and it allows you to focus on your business and your customers. So Azure really helps you to do that because it has a really global footprint. We have over 19 data centers worldwide. And just to put that into context, that's more than both Amazon Web Services and Google combined. So this provides great durability for your services. It allows failover from other data centers. And when you expand your business globally, you can go ahead and expand that service to other data centers so you can be close to your customers. So this is just a small sample of some of our partners who are innovating on Azure. You can see Samsung up there, Ford, and I'm not going to go into detail what they've done, but they've all been able to deliver great value to their customers through Azure. So one of the key tenets of Azure is that it's both open and flexible. And what that means is that you can bring your tools to get things accomplished. There's this perception that Azure only supports Windows Server, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Over 25% of the workloads running on Azure are running on Linux. So like I said, open and flexible means using the best tools for the job, whether that's Microsoft technology like C# or other technologies like Java, PHP, Python, et cetera. Whatever works for you, you bring it to Azure and we'll work with you. So over the next little bit, I'm going to be going over a lot of the announcements we made from Build. I don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to be a little brief. But again, you can ask me more questions about this during the Q&A sessions, or you can go watch the videos from Build. But I'll be sure to answer any questions you have later. So Azure App Service is one of the things announced at Build. It combines a lot of the great services we have available to sort of deliver a more complete experience. So the web apps are similar to the websites that you know and love. They allow great scalability, great authentication capabilities. Mobile apps allow you to simultaneously develop for multiple platforms, like Chen was telling you earlier. Logic apps allow you to sort of create the business logic separate from your application and integrate that through the power of the cloud. And I'll cover that more in a demo later. And API apps allow you to encapsulate logic and deliver that in through the power of the cloud. And again, I'll be covering that later as well. So like I said, Azure has really great support for different languages and frameworks. So whatever works for you, bring it to us. We'll work with you. Azure has great support for continuous integration. You can link continuous development for your favorite code repo, whether that's GitHub, Visual Studio Online, or other repos like Bitbucket. Once you've checked in your code, Azure will build it, test it, and if everything looks good, it's going to go ahead and deploy that to production. So Autoscale allows you to set policies so that when you need it, you can scale up and scale down based on demand. And that lets you save time and money, and lets you focus on what matters most. So a lot of you work with enterprises, or you're part of a large enterprise. And sometimes those businesses don't want to move all of their infrastructure to the cloud. And that's OK. Azure has support for virtual private networks. allow you to connect these systems and use Azure App Services and build a modern application which can scale and connect to users at a low cost. Finally, being able to quickly build a pipeline for important tasks like order completion and plugging in pre-created SaaS partners or components that you build into the flow without any coding, that lets Azure coordinate the process, that's a critical advantage. This is provided through Logic Apps. So I'm going to quick go through a demo. Here we are. So what I'm going to show you is some of the cool thing that's coming to App Services. All right. Just a moment. Five, yeah. There we go. All righty. So this right here is another facet of the Fabricam company. You can see this is a website that sort of allows makers to innovate and sell Raspberry Pis, all sorts of cool stuff. What we're going to look at today is their ability to print 3D print models for you. So we're going to go ahead and log in here. So we're going to upload a 3D model. We're going to call it My Awesome Model. And I already have a 3D model prepared here. The Channel 9 guy. Don't know how familiar you guys are with that guy. Going to go ahead and upload it. And so from the customer perspective, we're done. We've gone ahead and we uploaded the model, it's printing, and one thing that's really cool here is we actually have a mobile application built within the same code base that allows me to take a look at my orders and look at the details of the order. Again, this is all in the same code base. Let's go ahead and take a look at that now. So over here, we have the project that's running that. As you can see, this is just a project in Visual Studio. It has an API component, a mobile component, and a web component, all in one. So this is one of the great advantages that App Service brings to you. So Visual Studio is only one part of the story. We also have Visual Studio Online, and this is a really great tool set that allows you to help manage the project and manage your code. So right here, we're showing off the Git integration in Visual Studio. You're able to take a look at the workflow, see what your developers are doing. Here we see my colleague, John Galloway, has checked in a lot of code. We can see what he's been working on. Over here, this is a Kanban board. This is sort of like gives you a bird's eye view of how the project is going. This sort of just allows the product managers or the developers to help manage the project flow. Another thing that you can set up with Visual Studio Online is continuous integration. So right here, we can see every time that a developer has checked in some code, we automatically build it, test it, and if everything looks good, it gets deployed. Oh, looks like Azure has gone and signed me out. Let's go ahead and sign it back in. Another example of great Azure security. Go ahead and sign myself back in. All right, let's go ahead and go to this portal. All All right. So this right here is the new portal. Let's go ahead and dig into the API. So again, this is the API that we were running earlier. This is handling all of the back-end service calls. And so you can see a lot of the details about the different requests that are coming in. You can see a lot of the controls available to you on Azure. What I want to show you right now is the deployments. And these are the same ones we're seeing on Visual Studio Online. But we can dig in here, and we can see the commit associated with this deployment. We can see whether the build and test succeeded or not. And even if we wanted to, we can dig in and look at the logs to see exactly what might have gone wrong with a failed deployment. So in addition to that, we have, just like with websites, the ability to autoscale. And this is an invaluable resource that allows you to automatically set up scaling. Right now, it's just set up to a static one instance. But if I set it to CPU percentage, I can go ahead and scale it to a set number of instances and set a target CPU range. So now it will scale the number of instances based on the CPU utilization of my machines. And again, this allows you to not have to worry about that infrastructure and focus on your customers. So I also want to talk to you guys about App Insights. So let's see here. Not seeing it here, let's go ahead and find it here. Here we go, Fabricam Web. So this is the desktop, the browser version of our website, Fabricam Web. And again, we're seeing some interest. We can see all the data here. What I want to look at here is the performance. Looks like we got nothing going on this one. Might not be the right one. Let's take a look again. Let's go ahead and see everything. Fabricam Web, that looks like the right one. Well, normally you'd be able to see some great data here. What I want to talk to you about here is that here you are able to see the you're able to see where the time is being taken in your application. So what this does is it allows you to see where the time is being taken in individual lines of code, and you're able to see where time is being taken by dependencies. So that includes API calls and database calls. And again, I can show you guys this later in the Q&A, and well, hopefully it will work then. No, this is just me not setting it up properly. Nothing wrong with Azure. So another cool thing is the we can go and look at the mobile version of the app. There it is, Fabricam Mobile. And again, we can get a lot of the great insights that are in here. Perfect. So this is the iOS version of our application. And we can see the crashes in the lines of Swift code right here. And we can even drill down on a specific error. And we can see the errors broken down by the application version, the device model, operating system version, and even the time and date of individual exceptions. So this really allows you to drill in and get some very precise details about what went wrong and helps you to debug the application. So this is all really cool, and this is sort of shows you the what you have available for you through Azure. Another thing I want to show you guys is we get a lot of complaints from folks saying, like, I really want to work with Visual Studio, but I prefer to work on a Mac or on Linux. But I just don't, you just don't have anything for me there. Well, announced at Build, we now have Visual Studio Code. So this is a lightweight code editor that has a lot of the really cool features like IntelliSense, CodePeak, and other really great convenience features that you need to be productive. Let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of those now. So again, what you see here, CodePeak, functions just as you'd expect it to. We have full IntelliSense support. So I can go ahead and start typing here, and it is able to detect exactly what I intend to do. And we also have really great Git support here. I should probably save my file first. Let's just modify this one. Let's go ahead and do, let's just change this to great. And so you can see the number just incremented here. We're able to see that I've made a change to this file. And you're able to see exactly where my changes have happened. So we have really great Git support in here. It's just a really great lightweight editor. And this is available across Mac, Windows, and Linux. And it's just a really great addition to the Visual Studio family. So like I said, we introduced this at Build. It's a great new addition to the family. Visual Studio 2015 is still the most complete developer experience. It has a lot of the great integration with Azure, a lot of the tools that you know and love. But again, if you want a lightweight editor, Visual Studio Code is a really great choice. We also have Visual Studio Online. Like I was saying before, it has a lot of great tools to help you be productive. It has really great load testing, continuous integration, and crash analytics that can help you to be productive. So I've told you a lot about the great infrastructure that Azure provides and how you can use it to build robust apps across multiple platforms. But modern apps really require more. Data services allow you to provide users with a customized experience and help you to anticipate the user's needs. So we offer three Azure Managed Database services. That means that we handle any service updates, versioning updates, and we configure replication and disaster recovery capabilities for you. If none of the Microsoft-supported databases work for you, you can also choose a third-party solution from the gallery. Whatever you need, Azure makes it work for you. So Azure SQL Database is much like the SQL Server that you know and love. One thing you might not know is that Azure customers create or drop up to 160,000 SQL databases per day. So at Build, we announced a few new features for SQL Database. I want to talk briefly about transparent data encryption. So this is designed to protect data by encrypting the physical files of the database rather than the data itself. Its main purpose is to prevent unauthorized access to the data by restoring the files to another server. And again, this is something that's really important for our customers to ensure for compliance reasons. And we're really happy to have announced that at Build so that you guys can go ahead and start using this. Full text search is another feature that we've been widely asked for, and we're really happy to be able to bring that to SQL Database. So the Elastic Database Pool is another one of the things announced at Build. This allows SaaS developers to consolidate their databases into a single pool of complete resources. No more worrying about sizing databases. Just put it into the pool, and it will dynamically size based on demand. You don't need to create a monster database to cope with peak demand. We can size it up when you need it and size it back down when the demand is over. The hard decision between multi-tenant and single tenant is over. This is what Azure is all about. We manage resources dynamically so that you can focus on your business and your customers. So you can take all that digital data and combine it with analytics, and that allows you to build far more intelligent apps. Imagine being able to answer the following questions. What other products would my customer be likely to purchase? What's the likelihood of my customer churning? What is the price elasticity of a certain product? On Azure, this is how you can achieve it. So this is just a modern application. Let's imagine you're able to take that and you can make it more intelligent. So you can take that data and you're not always able to keep all of that historical data in a single database. Sometimes it's just a little too much. So we introduced at Build SQL Data Warehouse. It allows you to sort of archive that data in a sort of read-only mode and make it available for analysis. So once that data has been analyzed, there's a world of opportunities. So you can connect to Azure Power BI to interrogate the data using natural language queries. You're able to build reporting with using Cell or other reporting tools. And the most exciting, you're able to use Azure Machine Learning to this data to use predictive analytics. And lastly, you bring this data back to your application and make it more intelligent. So as I was saying, Introduced at Build, SQL Data Warehouse lets you easily aggregate and store petabytes of data. You can interactively query and visualize the data, operationalize machine learning, and, I really want to emphasize this, pause compute when it's not needed. That means that it essentially becomes storage. So you don't need to be constantly paying for compute. This is another example of Azure managing resources for you and allowing you to focus your attention where it matters. So like you saw in Shen's demo, IoT is becoming a really big thing. And one very big change over the past several years has been the proliferation of small, inexpensive devices that produce tons of data. The question is, what do you do with all of that data? Again, Azure can empower you to make that data meaningful. So these are just a couple examples of devices that were previously just devices. They sat there. But all the data about the customer usage just went to waste. Well, now with small embedded devices, you can go ahead and you can collect that data and you're able to make better predictions about your customers' needs. So these devices connect to Azure Event Hubs, and in near real time, that information can be consolidated in the cloud. That data can then be processed by Stream Analytics and sent to SQL DB or Power BI, and using simple queries turned into something meaningful. That data can then be archived on our new storage solution, Azure Data Lake. So Azure Data Lake, again announced at Build, is a new storage service that allows you to store and manage nearly infinite data. You're able to keep that data in its original form. It has really high throughput. It's really great for high throughput, low latency analytic jobs, and it's enterprise-grade security and access control. But again, this is a very cool new service that we announced, and we really hope you guys can take advantage of this. So at Build, we showed off a demo app that we called How Old Am I? You take a selfie, and then through Project Oxford services, we predict your age. This site went viral with over 200 million images processed in the first couple of days, and that number is still growing. So I'm going to go ahead and hop over to my demo machine and show you guys a little more about this. There we go. We're good. That is not the right machine. There we go. All right. So this is the howl.net. And if you guys haven't played around with it, I highly suggest you go check it out. It's a lot of fun to see how all the things you are. But what I want to show you guys today is the magic behind this. And so here we have a video that the explanation of how it was built at Build. I'm not going to show that to you guys now, but I really recommend you go and you check that out. What I really want to show you guys here is this link here that allows you to go into the Azure Machine Learning Gallery. And you can see that we really have a lot more than just something that guesses your age. You can get anything from face APIs, computer vision APIs, speech APIs. A lot of the stuff that powers Cortana can be found right here in Azure Machine Learning. So I want to show you guys a quick demo. This right here is a photo organizer built with Project Oxford. It takes your photo library and tries to figure out what's in the photo and then categorize your photos based on that. So it's going to take my photos and put them in a folder. So let's see my photos here. So here I have a bunch of pictures. I have pictures of my dogs and pictures of my baby. Yeah, he's really cute. Let's go ahead and bring that up. What's this? No. Oh yeah, that's cute. That's cute. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take these and we're going to let Project Oxford try to categorize them. So here you can see this running. Let's go ahead and let it organize. So if we watch here, you can see it organizing the photos in real time. Let's see how well it does. So it's recognizing that's a baby, recognizing as a mountain, food, and it was able to recognize all of the photos but one. So that's pretty good. Again, this is what machine learning is about. So it may not recognize this photo, but if I chose to, I could go and submit this photo to machine learning and enter it in, and that would improve the machine learning algorithm. So again, these are always getting better. You don't need to be a data PhD to do machine learning anymore. You just go, you download a template from the machine learning gallery, and again, this is what Azure is about, empowering you to get really cool things done. So I want to talk to you guys a little more about Office. So this is a really large platform, and a lot of things have been happening to it over the past few years. It used to be that when you wanted to develop for Office, you could only extend it on the client side through technologies like VBA and .NET add-ins, but it was never portable across all devices and operating systems, and there was no rich access to the server-side code. Over the last couple of years, there's been a huge transformation. On the client side, we now use HTML5 and JavaScript as the extensibility model, allowing the same extensions to be available on all native platforms and through the browser, giving reach to millions of Office users worldwide. And on the server side, we've given access to the REST APIs, exposing a lot of the rich server-side data and capabilities of Office. But why should you care about office development? Because the opportunity is huge. There's over 1.2 billion users of Office, and they use Office around 2 to 3 hours every day. Office 365 has collected a staggering amount of data and insights about how and what people work on, over 470 petabytes of data. We want developers to exploit both of these advantages by extending the Office experience so that it's so popular and tap into the valuable data that's collected in Office 365. Let's start by looking at how we are enabling developers to extend the Office platform. So here we see Outlook, our mail client, and we all probably spend quite a bit of time on there. So we worked with Salesforce to create an add-in for interacting with Salesforce data without ever leaving Outlook. This add-in can display in the ribbon of Office, but in this case, it's something we call the app bar. When we click on Salesforce, the add-in launches and allows the user to look up contacts, accounts, opportunities, and issues against Salesforce. This add-in is developed using web technologies, so it can be serviced in any Outlook experience across PC, Mac, browser, tablet, mobile, and more. The other pillar we are looking to enable developers is through leveraging the massive data collected in Office 365. So this is Delve. Delve is powered by the Office Graph, which is an engine that indexes and analyzes all of the content and interactions in Office 365. We're starting to provide APIs that allow developers to query the Office Graph to identify content and people that are popular, relevant, or trending in Office 365. We also have a vision for developers to add their own signals into the Office Graph, and this example shows exactly that. Salesforce is adding opportunities to the Office Graph and surface through Delve. So in summary, we want to empower developers to extend the Office experience and leverage the vast amount of data that's available through Office 365. So I really want to encourage you guys to go and download these free tools and take advantage of these opportunities. And we really want to empower you through Azure to get things done. Thank you very much.